Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Good afternoon to Divine Connections Prayer Line. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. This is Prophetess B.J. Hubbard. We're coming on live to praise and glorify the Lord. Most of all, prayer changes things. And we, the Word of God, let us know that we should always pray and pray without ceasing. We have different ministers that come on to pray, prayer warriors to intervene, intercede on the behalf of the nation, on the behalf of the youth, on the behalf of the body of Christ, on the behalf of whatever the Lord put upon our hearts so we can make a difference in intercession and prayer. And I thank the Lord today for giving us this opportunity to come and pray, and also we take prayer requests as well as after we do our intercessory prayer. And if there is a word from the Lord, we also will share that with you. I thank you for coming on and joining us. And our desire is to walk in the word of truth through the Lord Jesus Christ and be led by the Holy Spirit that will empower us with wisdom. And for the purpose of developing, glory to God, the body of Christ and winning those that are lost to make disciples of Jesus Christ. But in the midst of all of this, we want to be genuine and sure that our anchor holds in the Lord so we can be able to do what God requires of us and walk in forgiveness and walk in the agape. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and pray, and I would like for us to read this the scripture out of Psalms 103. We'll read a few verses, and we'll start at the first verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that was within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all our iniquity, who heals all our diseases, who redeem your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth with the good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. And 12th verse, as far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. Bless the Lord. At this time, we're going to go before the Lord and pray. This is the day that the Lord has made, and surely we want to continue to rejoice and be glad in this. Father, as we come in your presence, we come with the attitude of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude, giving you glory as the Lord Jesus Christ being our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Burden Bearer. He is whatever we need him to be if we just trust in his word. God, I ask you right now to look upon our hearts as we come before you. If you find anything that's in our lives that's not pleasing in your sight in any way that we transgress in deed or in our minds or in thought, God, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, as we come before you today in Jesus' name, we pray right now for our youth. There are so many things that the enemy is fighting the youth with. There are so many satanic and demonic powers that have them committing suicide, genocide, and homicide, and doing all kinds of things, and caught up in homosexuality, being abused, and some that are lost hope, that they don't think there is no hope. So anything that the adversary has opened the door to, whether it's through the internet, whether it's through peer pressure or whatever, he's trying to destroy the seed. Just like Herod was in the days of old, it is a spirit out there through homosexuality, a spirit out there through abortions and all kinds of things to just try to destroy, even from killing one another, to keep them from going forward, to allow God to use them to continue to win others to Christ. But we take authority over that and bind it up and command the enemy to loose his hold off the mind, all the spirits that will bring depression, oppression, hallucination, and cause them to turn to drugs and turn to other means of things over to God to appease the flesh. But God, there's so many that are hurting and so many that are disappointed, so many that are caught up in so many things, glory to God, that they don't even know which way. And then we know there are some that they are just selling out to the enemy, even worshiping the devils and different types of spirits. But God, we know that you are a healer and a deliverer. You're able, glory to God, to bring deliverance. As we pray and the prayer warriors come together and the intercessors come together, we believe in God for the yokes to be destroyed, even for those that are abused in their homes and parents, glory to God, are taken advantage of, either other members or either guardians or whatever, we're asking you right now to even deal with their hearts. We're praying, God, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, even for them as well as their parents or whatever else that's influencing them in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, over God, for deliverance. We pray for those that are already given their lives and striving to make God their Lord and their Savior, and the enemy, glory to God, and I'm bombarding them and oppressing them with other things. God, I pray for their strength. I pray for their encouragement. I pray for their determination. I pray for others to come into their lives as well to continue to encourage them to keep fighting the good fight of faith. And we ask in the Lord to bless and touch some lives to come across those ones that are in darkness and they need a light and they need encouragement. They need, glory to God, someone to guide them. We ask you, Lord God, to bless. We ask you for the body of Christ to wake up that, so that sleeping giant, so that way they can be able to recognize the purpose and the call that God has on our life and the purpose that he has assigned us here in this earth realm. God, we are praying, glory to God, for even those that are going through at this hour that's in the body of Christ. And sometimes the enemy will have them want to give up or want to turn back or have them oppressed and depressed about the things that are going on at this hour and the fear and the torment and all this. But God, you said in your word, cast all your cares upon you because you care for us. So God, we're asking you, Lord God, to touch hearts right now, to remember the call, remember the purpose, remember the salvation, glory to God, plan that God has. Remember that he has died and he's shedded his blood and he's done everything there is to do. He's suffered and he's gone through and he's been our ultimate sacrifice so we wouldn't have to suffer. Glory to God. We have been redeemed back by the blood of Jesus back to the Father. So God, I'm praying right now that remember what the word of God says. Find themselves in the word. Let the word get in them. And as the word says, you abide in me and I abide in you, then you can ask what you will and it shall be done as Jesus said in John. God, we are praying, God, open the ears of your people to continue to press and pursue after you in the name of Jesus. We're praying for forgiveness in the body of Christ. It's so much division and confusion, so much prestige and power struggles, so much things that are causing them to be distracted and lose focus. Sometimes it's just pain and anguish and disappointment and hurt and all that, whether they've been hurt in church, hurt in home, whether they've been hurt on the job, whether they lost their business, whether they lost ministry or whatever it may be, whether it be betrayal or what. Jesus has gone through everything and given us a comfort and let us know that we can go through, we can be overcomers, we can be out triumphant, we can make it through this land. Take a day at a time, casting every care and every concern back to him. So, God, you told us to pray ye one for another, glory to God, and not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, that we humble ourselves in the mighty hand of God, and he'll do the exalting. You said in John 10:10 that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us life and life more abundantly. God, help us to trust you and rest in you, believe what your word says. You said all ye that are labored and heavy laden come to you, and you'll give us rest. Take your yoke and learn of you, God, because your burden is light and your yoke is easy. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a meek man, even walking here on earth as Jesus, but he was no way weak. And sometimes people, glory to God, try to take advantage because of the love and because of the kindness and because of, glory to God, the things that God blessed for someone to do to the other, for the other one, and they think that it's weakness. But God, I thank you, Lord God, you have the better plan. So God, help us to learn what you have said. Even when, glory to God, they oppress us or try to say bad things about us or come against us in whatever way, pray for them, pray for them. So God, we're just asking you, Lord God, that as we pray, you change the hearts and the minds of people as you transform us through your word. And God, we are thanking you, as you said in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brothers, that the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. And you told us not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. God, and I'm praying right now that so many, glory to God, have taken on the world system, have taken on, glory to God, the cares of this life and letting it weigh them down, or they're desiring what the world do for to make the progress in life and trying to exceed and, glory to God, achieve and getting overconfident and caught up in the things of this life instead of putting you first, as you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. All these other things shall be added. We got it backwards. And sometimes greed and jealousy and envy and all these other things that play a part sometimes it causes drifting away from the Lord or cause the doors to be open for the enemy to come in and just ramsack and turn things upside down and tipsy-turvy because we weren't walking in the path that God had set before us. So God, help us, glory to God, to get back to that place. Help us to get to that place to pray one for another and forgive one another and let go and take on the mind of Christ. Walk as he's called us to walk. Not allow the pain, the hurt, the disappointment. Let us know, glory to God, that this too shall pass. Jesus said, the word of God says in Psalms 23 that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He'll make us lie down in green pastures. He'll restore our souls. He'll, glory to God, shield us. He'll protect us. Oh, but we have to believe that. In order, glory to God, for to get anything from God, as he said, glory to God, in Hebrews 1, now faith is the substance of things for hope, for the evidence of things not seen. But he also said in the 6th verse, also that in order to please him, we must have faith, and then we must believe that he is God and reward of them that diligently seek him. But sometimes we are doubting, and as he said in James, doubt will, glory to God, cause us to not get anything from the Lord. We got to be in a place, no matter what the enemy say, and we got to be in a place, glory to God, we petition God first. But in the meantime, when we need that extra help, just like when the soldiers, they have, glory to God, others backing them, glory to God, in the army, in the natural, in the armed forces, that we have to be that in the military service of the Lord, that we got to fight the good fight of faith, and we got to be able to pray one for another and bear one another burdens. God, we ask you right now to have mercy in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God, for the power of prayer, because the affectionate, fervent power of prayer does make a difference. So we're standing on. We thank you that you're a God that heals, a God that delivers, a God that sets free, a God that encourages you. You comfort us through the Holy Spirit. You direct us. But, Lord, teach us the more how to let him do his job. We can't do it on a part-time basis. We can't be a part-time lover. We got to be in a place that we strive every day to surrender all and trust you the more and rest in you and believe whatever your word says. God, we pray for this nation, this United States of America. God, we are praying, glory to God, for all these strongholds to come down, all the forces of the enemy that's taken them away from the foundation of In God We Trust when the nation was founded on. Glory to God for all the various things that are coming in and infiltrating the camp and coming in with the various different types of gods here and there, this, that, and the other. And then the fight that the enemy has coming against, that we don't want us to talk about God, don't want us to talk about Jesus Christ and him and his blood and what he's done and whatever. But every nation and anybody else that come in, oh, they're free. They're infringing on our rights. God, what about the discrimination there? God, we're just praying that as believers that we'll stand firm and we'll not be in fear, because you told us fear brings torment. And he said, I'm not giving you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. God, help us to keep that sound mind. Help us not to be wavering, glory to God, through the things that we go through. But we'll go back, keep casting that care, keep casting that care, so we won't be procrastinating. We won't lose focus. We won't get caught up, glory to God, on the things that will cause us to walk in jealousy and envy and doubt and being procrastinating and walking in fear and discouragement and failure and temptation and anger and resentment and all the things that the enemy do to divide the body of Christ. Because you said a household kingdom divided against itself can't stand. We got to come together even the more. So God, we just asking you right now to bless and deliver. We bind up every demonic and satanic force that have come in, glory to God, through doors that have been opened to fight, glory to God, against the body of Christ. God, we are praying that we will not give place anymore. We are praying, glory to God, that there will be a desire for more of God and his word and truth and walking together and walking in obedience and walking in surrendered place in the Lord. God, we are praying right now too in the name of Jesus for marriages and for these single women and single men that want to get married, but even those marriages that are on, glory to God, on in a trying place right now and challenge, glory to God, in so many ways, even in the body of Christ. So at this time, we give God glory and praise, and we do thank you for joining us with Divine Connection. Come back again and be with us on May 9th at 7 o'clock Central Time, Eastern Time, and 6 o'clock Central. Signing out in Jesus' name. We bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. We thank the Lord that this has been a test, and we give God glory. Praise the Lord. Good evening.